State Senator Mickey Swetolski is probably walking through a neighborhood right now, knocking on doors and sticking his home-produced newsletter, The Insider, in mailboxes. He's trying to do something everybody thinks is impossible, and trying to do it without money or a paid staff. He's trying to defeat Sander Levin in the Democratic congressional primary next month. That's Sandy Levin, now chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, and the brother of U.S. Senator Carl Levin. Levin is one of the best-known names in Michigan. 40 years ago, he missed being elected governor by an eyelash. He's been in Congress since 1982 and hasn't been seriously challenged in a long time. Yet Mickey Swetolski's taking him on because, as he told me, he thinks it's time for new blood. Congress wasn't meant to be a lifetime appointment like the Supreme Court. Who gets to say when it's over, the voter or the incumbent? The polls say Swetolski doesn't have a chance. One survey found Levin leading by almost 10-1. But that doesn't faze Mickey, who at 55 has lived almost his entire life in the blue-collar Macomb County town of Roseville. He says he's used to being an outsider. He wasn't supposed to win his first race when he ran for Roseville City Council long ago, but he did it by knocking on doors and hand-delivering his material. After that, he went on to become a Macomb County Commissioner, then won 2 terms in the State House and 2 in the State Senate. Now, term limits means he has to leave the legislature. And he thinks that voters ought to limit Sander Levin to 14 terms in Congress. Swetolski may not have much of a chance, but he does raise some interesting points as he campaigns across his congressional district, which straddles Macomb and Oakland counties. The nation, he argues, is drowning in debt. He says, "I'm telling you, we can't afford steak. It's peanut butter and jelly, and you have to help do the dishes afterwards." What's intriguing about Swetolski is that he's hard to classify. Normally, the only people who take on powerful and popular incumbents are perennial gadflies and people who hear voices. Swetolski is neither. If elected, he might be the only congressman fluent in ancient Latin and Greek. Though he grew up in Roseville, he went to Louisiana State and was going to become a professor of classical languages before he realized there are a few jobs in the field. So, he got interested in politics. He got a master's in history, studied in Scotland, and married a girl from Glasgow. In the Senate, he hasn't been afraid of unpopular positions. He thinks taxes need to be raised, and was one of only 4 senators to vote to raise them on physicians. But he's also ready to do whatever it takes to get a balanced budget, new revenue or not. On the campaign trail, he thinks that what he's doing is closer to what the Founding Fathers expected. A guy, his wife, and his 17-year-old son going door-to-door, campaigning on the cheap, painting over signs from his last race in order to save money. He may not win, but he's determined to give voters a choice. Somehow, it's hard not to admire that.